This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Police are saying more about the shooter in Nashville who killed three children and three adults at a local school. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Audrey Hale had bought seven weapons over the years.
They were legally purchased. Three of those weapons were used.
Police Chief John Drake says Hale hid the weapons from their parents.
She was under care, doctor's care, for an emotional disorder.
Drake says they're still looking for a motive, but the shooter had a detailed map of the school.
There was not any particular student that they were, that she was looking for at the time of the incident.
Drake says Hale may have had some resentment for having to go to that school. I'm Ed Donahue.
Protests and strikes against unpopular pension reforms have gripped France again, with many thousands marching and the Eiffel Tower closed and police ramping up security. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The protesters began their march from the famous Place de la République en route to Place de la Nation as part of a nationwide day of action against the government's raising of the retirement age from 62 to 64. Concerns that violence could mar the demonstrations prompted what the Interior Minister described as an unprecedented deployment of 13,000 officers, nearly half of them concentrated in the French capital. The wave of protests marked the 10th time since January that unions have called on workers to walk out. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian forces are still edging forward in the bombed-out eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, a Moscow official said on Tuesday, but British intelligence said a Russian tank division had taken nearby heavy losses.